Now, you know, I like onions, but they don't like me.
I really like hot dogs, but they don't like me.
Do your favorite foods give you indigestion and an upset system? Well, now there are new Wham Gel tablets. They contain a special ingredient discovered by scientists at the Wham Chemical Pharmaceutical Laboratories. And can they ever help? Forget about indigestion forever, because Wham Gel tablets not only stop indigestion, they stop digestion, too. No more heartburns from your favorite foods. Go ahead and eat them. No problem with new Wham Gel tablets.
I'll tell you what, Harley. I love Jelly Bear. But it don't love me a whole lot. Wait, hey, where's you boys going?
Try the all-new Wham Gel tablets from Wham Chemical Pharmaceutical Laboratories. And say goodbye to indigestion.
All right, just what I need. Getting into the 8 o'clock hour, this is 95 FM KPKY in Pocatello, Idaho. Coming up next, a Rail special. Rail? Who are Rail? Well, they tell you who they are and what they're all about. I will tell you this much. Tonight is their last night at the Skyway Bar in Idaho Falls. You might want to head on down there and check them out. They'll be playing from 11 to 1. And they're slated to appear here in Pocatello at the Oxbow in the next couple of weeks. So sit back and listen to Rail. Find out what they're all about. That's what I'm going to do. 95 FM, KPKY, Pocatello, serving Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, and all of Southeast Idaho.
What is Rail?
Rail.
Rail is a high-energy rock and roll group that's going to be taking over the world very soon. I'm Terry James Young, I'm the lead singer and the bass player.
I'm Rick Knotts, the lead guitar and vocals.
I'm Andy Baldwin, lead guitar and keyboards and vocals.
And I'm Kelly, and I play the drums.
Where are y'all from?
Seattle. That's where we got together. You know, we're from different parts of the country, like Virginia and Oregon and Colorado. And
did y'all happen to be at Seattle at the same time?
Yeah, that was the melting pot.
How long ago was that?
Let's see. About 12 years?
12 years.
We just started messing around together in 8th grade.
Rail has been on the road fronting for a lot of big-name bands such as
Van Halen, Pat Benatar, Three Dog Night, Black Oak Arkansas
Heart, Black Oak Head East,
Worst Cult,
Nazareth, and the list goes on and on and on and on.
It keeps going.
Yeah. Howie D. King.
Oh, yeah.
Some really weird ones in there, too.
Really.
It's been fun.
How would you describe your music?
High energy. I think it's a good...
Yeah. I'd say high energy rock and roll is what it is.
Yeah.
All originals?
Yeah. You bet.
That's a lot of group effort type stuff. Someone would come up with an idea and say, how about this? And somebody will throw in something else and throw it all in a pot. And
somebody say no.
There you got
somebody
it.
Say yes.
And we'll say
maybe.
And we'll punch it out until we get it.
Yeah, come out with the
score I got right here. No.
Do you do that in... You don't have a whole lot of time to do that when you're on the road, do
what,
you?
What, fight?
No. There's a time for that.
No, primarily, when we go out on the road anymore, it's one of the better times for us too, right? Because...
we have a lot of time.
In the afternoons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're... If you're doing a concert room. Or if you're doing a club or whatever, you still have that time in the afternoon. So it's nice. When you're back home, you got so much business.
A lot of times we'll just get together and get a couple acoustics and sit in a motel room or something and work out some parts we have and stuff. Then we'll go to the club and finish it up, and we got another song. So.
A lot of songs together for a long time, but the time just seemed to be right when we got together with Mike Fisher and everything clicked and we got it out.
How's the record doing for you so far?
Real well. It's doing great.
We're already on the second pressing and it's growing. It's starting
to get northwest area now, or
region, the northwest region up here.
How far east is it?
Yeah, it's out to Montana. There's airplay up to Anchorage, but the record distribution isn't up there. But it's mostly Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana.
Is this where you've been touring lately, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Northern California.
That's right. And
that's right.
Sweden.
That's yeah, right. Yep. International yeah. release.
How did you get it in Sweden?
Connections.
It's an import.
Music Millennium shipped it over.
From Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do a lot of trading.
We've sold some albums in Sweden.
We're talking about out of country. We're going to be going to Puerto Rico in 2 weeks to play. Wide World of Sports.
Pat Travers and us. Should be fun.
Surfing championships down there.
What else is in the future for you guys?
Well, the second album's half done. All mixed down, ready to go. Just
the songs are all written.
Yeah. Just as soon as we get off a tour here, we'll go back in and do the rest of it and get the wheels in motion for the second one.
You gonna try and get both of these national as far as distribution goes?
The second one, definitely. The first one, we'll question that.
Is this kind of your own label?
We'll see what the company says. It's a regional label. Yeah. It's called Dynasty. Mm-hmm. And see what
it's not our. It's not our own label. What it is a group of investors in the Northwest, and we're their first act. So it's really neat because they're putting a lot of money into it and everything.
Yeah.
So it's been real cool.
It's working out real good. Well, we always wanted to do what we're doing, the concert act, you know, whether we were playing another person's stuff, it was always had to be a concert, you know.
So in other words, you didn't really play a whole lot of
originals when we first came out. No, we had to get our name around just like anybody else, and then we gradually took the change over to all originals, and it just fit, you know. It just, everything fell into each other in place, you know, in its right time. And we've always wanted to be concert.
We just like and big never, production and lots of just, energy and a
yeah.
show, you know,
mm-hmm.
Just to go there and just make it awesome.
Yeah, and not make it something more than just the jukebox in the corner, a live jukebox playing or something, you know. And
something more than the first band on the bill that
right.
nobody remembers.
Right. Right.
It's easy to do, too, because we can just remember all the times when we'd stand there and look at, you know, in the Coliseum
yeah.
and watch the stage and the feeling you'd get from watching Alice Cooper or whoever, you know, on the Billion Dollar Babies tour. Those kind of things were great, and that kind of excitement and stuff isn't really happening anymore with a lot of the big groups. You know, it just isn't as thrilling. Some of them are, but it just, you know, you just have to go for it.
Excited about our first album, where we put a lot of work into it, and it's been going great, and we will be playing all the songs that are on the album in the show, you know, if you come out to see us. So,
and the songs that will be on the second album, the show's all original,
and it's a good time.
You guys don't burn the stage up
occasionally we
burn bodies and
We break the stage up occasionally, yes.
How long does your show usually run? About an hour? Hour and a half?
About an hour and 20 even.
Right around there.
Yeah.
Do you ever get tired playing the same stuff?
Nope. It's fun. When you write it and create it, you don't get tired of it.
And once you do, you just write another one to replace
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Really?
And that's, of course, music for you from Rail, a band now appearing in Idaho Falls at the Skyway Bar. And we thought we would play a little bit of their music, let you kind of hear what they were like and what the music sounded like. They're playing tonight at the Skyway Bar. Tonight's their last night, and they're scheduled to be coming down to Pocatello and playing at the Oxbow. So you might want to check them out. Rail, the name of the group. Heard right here on 95 FM, KPKY in Pocatello. Let's get into some more music now on 95. Wednesday night in progress with yours truly, Stan Snooks. Start things off with a little bit of Ozzy Osbourne and a song called Over the Mountain.